Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. So if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Thank you, Dan, for having me on here. My name's Alexander Shapiro. I'm in, right now, Tempe, Arizona, and I'm the CEO, co-founder of a startup called CamMonkey.
Awesome. So can you just tell me more like what CamMonkey's all about and just how you got the idea for it?
Absolutely. CamMonkey is the first can to curb service provider where we take your trash recycling cans to the curb day before pickup. The following day, once the city empties them out, we come back to your property and return them back to the original locations. We've taken this tedious weekly task and automated it for you. So we have a platform that you can sign up your property on, and it goes into a route that's already operational into one of our can runners that are out there to take your can to the curb and back. There's timestamp photos, geolocation. You have a client dashboard that shows you everything that you need to know, all the data about your trash. If it's overflowing, if whatever it is, you know, a lot of our people that we work with are vacation rentals, property management companies. We also have homeowners, but any situation that would arise from a trash to curbs situation we come across, and we have come up with systems and solutions for all those.
So how did you get the idea? Did you have an issue with this and you're like, I just want to start this business, or what did that look like for you?
So my business partner actually started it in Scottsdale, Arizona, for the thought process of just homeowners. He didn't like the task himself. He was walking his dog one night and saw a neighbor go right into the garage, close the garage, and left the can at the curb. And he knows in that area there's HOA, there's an HOA, they're really strict, and you could get a fine for doing those things. And he thought it was just funny that even that person wasn't, he didn't like doing that much, that he just was going to do it later. And he thought, maybe I'm onto something. Maybe I'll just get my local community to do it. And, I get some people on and I can have his son, take the cans to the curb, and problem solved. And what actually happens, it just caused him more issues. He's taking more trash cans to the curb now, because now instead of his own, now he's signing up people and having to do theirs. And I was in the real estate industry. That was my background, and worked with a lot of investors here locally in Scottsdale. And one of my buddies was converting into short-term rentals. And so I saw a aha moment, maybe from someone that has a property management portfolio, maybe someone that has 10 properties, 15 properties that would need that service. So that's where I came in and kind of was marketing toward that aspect. But at first, when I heard it from him going after homeowners, I thought it was a silly idea, to be honest. And I was like, I would never pay anyone to do that. And literally the next day, I first take the trash can to the curb. So it's just one of those things that it's a silly concept. Everyone's takes the trash can to the curb. You don't need to be a rocket science, to do it. But at the end of the day, if you do miss it, if you forget, if you're traveling, if whatever the case may be, maybe you have an elderly parent that you don't want them to do it anymore because it's now snowing, or we've seen so many different, demographics of people who come to the service where maybe at first people thought it was a silly idea and that's for the lazy Americans and whatever. But now, it's, I wouldn't say essential, but it's an essential need now. It's almost in the same category as landscapers, pool company. Now you got a CamMonkey. It's one of those thought processes that we're kind of converting into the mainstream mindset.
So is it a two-sided marketplace, or what does the model look like?
Yeah. So as much as I'm talking about homeowners in the vacation rental industry and property management companies, my other clients are my can runners. So that falls in the gig economy. So think about Uber Eats, Grubhub, Instacart, individuals who are maybe going from, I need to make $60,000 to $75,000 a year to how to make $300 to $400 a day. And now they're doing these odd jobs or different gigs, right? So what CamMonkey is that we're more of a persistent and consistent gig. Maybe in the morning you do Uber, maybe do Grubhub in the evening, and CamMonkey, you have 2 to 3 routes during the day that you can always be persistent and consistent with because you have the same routes. Trash has to go out the same day every week. And what we do is we build that route in an area that are all condensed. So think about the modern day paper route. we have it with trash cans, and we just build it. And, you know, we have sometimes trash recycling go out separate days. So it'll be at your property 4 times a week, 16 times a month. And we have these routes built. And once to get started, you know, it's kind of that's the hard thing to get started, obviously. But we now have the volume across 18 states, 80 cities, where we now can take from the pilot we have or whatever to, if we lose some in this market, we're making some in this market, it's enough to hold us off until we hit 100 properties. And then we know at 100 properties, we're making some money. And now we know at 250, we're doing even better. And being in Arizona, it's kind of like the short-term rental mecca for us. But now just being here now for 5 years doing the service, we have hundreds of homeowners now. So here alone, we have 2,500 properties on service, 6,000 total on the platform. And we're just getting started.
So on average, like how much is each property owner paying you per month?
We're starting off at $49 a month, and that's for one trash, one recycling can. On average, I think across the board, we're looking at like $52 a month. If you have more than one trash can, if you have one more than, you know, some of these vacation rentals have like 3 trash cans, 4 trash cans, you know, in Scottsdale, you know, Camelback Mountain, you know, you might live on a mountain, you know, might have a long driveway, you might live in a multi-million dollar home that, you know, takes, you know, so it's not all cookie cutter, you know, but for the most part, you know, if your property is all one trash, one recycling can, it's $49. There's a $5 upcharge if, you know, long driveway, maybe your cans are in the garage and takes us a little bit longer, you know, just a little bit, things like that, where we might have to alter it a little bit. And then, but yeah, for the most part, $49 a month, you're not having to worry about the trash recycling cans ever again.
So how have you gone about marketing this service? And even just for the gig workers, like, how do you go about it? Like, have you been running ads or like really, how have you scaled this business?
Very methodically, you know, it's in the very beginning, you know, it's, Facebook groups, it's Craigslist, it's, you know, news article. It's like anything, you know, you don't know what's going to stick. And then once you start getting the ball rolling, get some momentum, it gets a little bit easier per se, you know, selling to the vacation rental or selling to business owners. It's kind of overwhelming if you think about the whole, you know, where do I even start? My background was in, you know, business consultant for title and escrow companies in real estate. So my, you know, I would go after these people. I would use LinkedIn. LinkedIn's been like my best buddy. You know, like you type in what you're looking for. I'm looking for a CEO of vacation rental property in Dallas, Texas. It's going to pull up everyone that's a CEO in that area. I now just copy and paste, you know, send, you know, my shoot my shot, change up a little bit depending on who the market person is, do a little bit more diligence, you know, on some people than others. But you know, that's been 4 or 5 years in the making of doing that. At Facebook groups I've started that have helped, you know, get the brand out there. I think after 5 years, we've done a good job of getting the brand out there, doing different, like the Vacation Rental Association, different like trade shows, Home and Garden. We had a billboard once, you know, but, and a lot of it's still like very, we don't know yet what is our main thing yet. And with the can runners, I think once we've been able to get our app on the Apple Store and Google Play, it solidified us even more, where, you know, instead of going on Craigslist or Facebook groups, you know, someone's on the Apple Store looking at Uber or whatever, and then we fall in that same category. So now people are finding us through the workforce, through, you know, these other forms like Apple Store, Google Play, people who are looking to be in the gig economy already, and just looking for a gig that suits them. And what we found is a lot of people like the CanMonkey thought, gig. They like driving their car. They like, you know, not talking to anyone. They like, you know, not having food in their car. And one of the complaints about Uber is that you're sitting down all day driving. And the thing with CanMonkeys, you're getting in and out of your car. You're getting some exercise. You're moving these cans around. And the cool thing is that once you get your route, maybe the first route is kind of hard, but once you do that route third and fourth and fifth time, we're all creatures of habit. You get better. You get to know the little idiosyncrasies of each little property and get it done a little bit faster. And now it's like a game, you know, gamify it. And so we do a good job of making sure can runners are happy, making sure that they are getting the routes that are near their homes. They're not having to drive far. As easy as it is for them to get the task done, we know that our clients are going to be happy because the tasks, you know, getting done in a timely manner.
So in terms of the pricing structure, what does that look like for you? Do you take like a certain percentage of each transaction, or do you charge a monthly fee to be on the platform?
It's just $49 a month for the platform for CanMonkey service. Our CanRunners are on the platform as CanRunners. And what we do for them is we pay them anywhere from $20 to $25 an hour. And it comes out in a route. So we try to build a route within an hour. So we kind of get like, that's kind of like in our algorithm in the app. So now in our app, we build a route out. And then when you accept, so when, if I'm sending a route out to a CanRunner, they're already going to see how much they're getting paid on that. It's all transparent. They're going to see that it's going to be an hour and 10 minute long route. They have 18 houses to stop at, and they're going to be driving 4.2 miles. And they're accepting a $28 route and for that hour and 15 minutes. And they can say, I want two routes, you know, so now they're working another route. So now they're getting paid another $32. Maybe there's a bonus if you do three routes, you know, and so now they're getting a $20 bonus on doing three routes. So now that's kind of how it adds up. And so some of these people are running, you know, three or four routes a day. And some are running just one, you know, maybe one every. So it's all kind of goes into what their world is, what they're looking to do, what they're looking out of it. Someone that works for us now was a CanRunner full time. And, you know, she was one of our first hires when we brought, you know, we started having an office. I was like, look, I need you to come in here and help me scale. And no one knows CanRunning better than you. So, you know, but she was doing it full time and doing as many routes as possible. And it worked really well.
Awesome. So what is your vision? You mentioned, so I guess maybe now you're doing about 300K a month, give or take in revenue. So what is your vision for next year? Like, what do you guys want to scale to for 2024?
Every year we've been able to double our business. You know, it's not more, but the bigger we get, it's a lot harder. It's easy to double if you're at 100 to get to 300, you know, so, but when you're at, you know, 5,000 now to double again, that gets really hard. Our goal, my mindset on this is I think a million properties could have CanMonkey service. If there's a million properties that have pool service, a million properties that have landscaping, and you're paying a monthly service for someone to do something for you that you could do yourself, then we fit in that category. So I think I can get a million properties next year. No, next year, my goal will be 10,000. You know, I think that'd be a solid goal. We're still a very, you know, bootstrap company. We're so much growing. What helps you get you here doesn't help you get you there, you know? So we're still learning as we go. And, but with now with our application all up and running and efficient the way it is, it's a lot easier to scale. And it's a lot easier to add these properties on. And 3 years ago, when we were doing Excel files for these different, you know, pieces, it was a lot harder, but getting a lot easier now. So yeah, my goal will be 10,000 next year. But at the same time, I think we get 15, 20. You know, we have a lot of momentum on our side. We have a lot of good connections. And at the end of the day, not that we're our own worst enemy, but you know, you have one first impression to take the trash can to the curb, you know? And so you don't want to bite off more than you can chew. So when we figure out, you know, and that's why with the markets that we're already in, you add it right onto a route, it works perfectly. In a market that are, you know, maybe a new market, maybe be a little bit more hesitant. I think our growth this next year will be more in the markets that we're already in, and not growing so much, you know, to get to 30 states. But okay, how do we grow more in the 18 states that we're in right now?
Right. So in terms of like, I guess I'm just curious, right? So is it more of like to not do this kind of aggressive growth? Do you think it's more of just, you know, challenges with financing, like because you're bootstrapped, like you're not raising money, you know? Because hypothetically, I mean, you could probably run ads and, you know, all 50 states tomorrow and, you know, grow like, you know, because it's like, it gets a great service. And I think that there is like a lot of need for it. So I guess this more kind of, you know, slower approach, is it, I guess, like, is it more like a financing? I guess, like, what's the reason behind that?
1,000% finance. You know, like if we had a private equity firm attached or a VC that was looking for us to spend millions of dollars, and like we did a Super Bowl ad, you know, if I had money to put on a Super Bowl ad, you know, I think that I'd be able to get to a million properties a lot sooner.
100%. Yeah.
So it's definitely finance, you know, but you know, when we look at what we've been able to build with, you know, two guys in Scottsdale, Arizona that don't have tech background, that don't have vacation rental industry background, that don't have gig economy background. And what we've been able to build right now is pretty spectacular.
I'm not too for sure.
Porn. But yeah, at the end of the day, of course, if we had, you know, a Rob Gronkowski, or if we had like a Shaquille O'Neal that we were able to pay, you know, whatever their fee is, you know, just to market and be our spokesperson, that would help, you know.
Right.
We're just two regular guys that are just trying to, you know, grow something that hasn't been done before. And I think that aspect, a lot of it, when we do have met with, you know, people that maybe, you know, that's where the hesitant is, you know, where it's like, well, what are you doing? How are you going to get there? Who's done it before? Or how do you know you guys can do it? So that's why we had scaled to 18 properties. That's why we had to show all these things that were sustainable, we're, you know, scalable, we can be profitable to get to show that. So now if we're in a position that, like, you know what, hey, do you want to go raise venture capitalist money? Do you want to go, you know, that next level? Do you want to get this to 10,000 to 50,000 properties? That's where you're going to need that money at. And we understand that. But now, like, how we've been able to do it, it's like, we don't have to, like, probably leverage as much because we kind of a little bit more established than we were 3 years ago. We have the technology that we reinvested back into our business that now is helping us get to that. So now it's like, you know, you toy with it sometimes, you know?
Like, what do you think, besides finances, like, what do you think is the biggest obstacle between this year and next year and, like, doubling and really, like, you know, scaling up?
Just getting people to know that our service exists. That's my biggest issue, is that people don't know that CamMonkey exists or the service exists. So that goes, like, coincide with, like, the financing. It's like, right. I don't even need the financing to, like, really do anything else, but to, like, help me get more marketing out there. That's, like, right. Our biggest issue. Now I guess, yeah, if, like, 10,000 properties came on tomorrow, then I'd probably need more money for, like, operations, you know? So, like, yeah. And so it goes both sides, but that's what it would be. You know, we've been growing at a steady pace where we've been able to grow and add these properties on methodically in markets that make sense for us. And then, but, like, yeah, you're right. We're at a point now where it's like, yeah, why not, you know, go on, like, you know, we could be everywhere. We could be TV ads, you know, or we could be TV ads in the markets that we know have the greatest potential for us to get to 5,000 properties soonest. So if I'm in 10 states with 5,000 properties each, there's 50,000 properties. That looks, yeah. You know, that looks pretty attainable.
Right. So in terms of how you've done it so far, you mentioned Facebook groups. So can you just talk about, like, how that, so do you just go in a group that you make a post saying, hey, you know, we're offering the service, or hey, like that where I'm looking for, you know, Can Monkeys. I mean, like, what does that look like?
Yeah. So I started my own Facebook groups. Geared toward Airbnb and vacation rental groups, because that's my target audience. And now my one in Arizona has 12,000 people in it. And so now when anyone signs up to join that group, they get hit up with CamMonkey stuff. I was tired of getting kicked out of those Facebook groups that I would, you know, literally say, hey, come work at CamMonkey, and I'd get banned from all of them because people were saying, stop doing that. I said, stop doing what? Promoting my business? I was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, screw you. I'm going to start my own. So I started my own. No one can ban you if you start your own. So I started my own. So now I have one in Arizona, Austin, Nashville. So every market that we're in, I do the same thing. And that's not where it all comes from, but it's just that mentality. You know, I have my own Facebook group, you know, I'll go into other Facebook groups where I'll be, like, really strategic or, like, methodical about it. Again, like, if I'm looking for someone in New Buffalo, Michigan, or, you know, South Bend, Indiana, like, I'll go into Facebook, go, like, South Bend groups, and there's groups, and, like, all these groups already are made where it's like, Gig Force for South Bend. Like, cool. Hey, anyone looking to make $20 to $25 an hour? I am. Cool. Here's a Jot form. They hit the Jot form. I get their information. My team hits them up. So it's just fishing. And no matter what kind of business you're doing, you're just fishing for prospects. Every single person is going to be a good prospect. But once we build a route, you get a can runner on that route and they do a good job on that route, they kind of stay on that route for a while, you know, so you don't have to keep fishing. Like, Uber has to get a new runner every day. We don't necessarily need to do that. We have good retention with our can runners. They want to stay on with us. I have some people that have been with us for 3-4 years and they want the same properties every single time. And they get mad when we add a new one on. They get mad at something, like, you know, vacation rental, they cancels or whatever. Like, they're like, what happened? But that they love it. And I would rather have that as, you know, an owner, knowing that, like, okay, they're really confident with that market, you know, than someone that getting someone brand new on it every single time. And, you know, not knowing that, oh my God, there's that little dog right there. I got to be careful of this property, you know? So it's like little things like that, that have helped. But I think just building a business where people are able to understand, like, everyone takes the trash can to the curb. Like, it's not a hard concept. Like, most of us understand what to do. You know, there's little idiosyncrasies outside of that. Like, maybe the gate's locked, or, you know, there's a garage code that doesn't work. But like I said, we're doing about 12,000 stops a week. Over 50,000 stops a month right now, and across all of our markets, and we've seen everything. There's nothing that we haven't seen now or yet that we haven't already put a system or process or something in place. If we can't get can runners, we have like 6,000 can runners that applied somehow, some way in markets. So it's never been an issue. And that was, like, my biggest thought process was, like, how are we going to find people to do this when we scaled? And it's never an issue. The only time there is an issue is just like it's like a song and dance. You have a can runner that wants to do routes now, but you don't have enough properties yet, or you got enough properties, but then now you have too many can runners, or, like, you have, you know, so, like, it's just a song and dance. But then you get to a point where it just, like, starts getting, you know, boom, there it is. And then now there's its own little ecosystem. And now if one can runner falls off, there's eight other routes, but you know, seven other or six other can runners that can take on another route. And like, it just, and this, the app works, it's magic. I don't know. Like our CTO built it, it works well. And you know, we have a 99.2% success rate right now getting the cans to curb and back in November. So we figured out how to do it.
So what would you say, you know, in terms of the software, right? Like, are you looking at other things? Like, obviously now everybody's always looking at ways to add AI. So, you know, in terms of like adding features, have you guys looked into that at all?
1,000%. The big play also is that, like TaskRabbit and like how Uber just like, the next play would be to be a platform for other home services, unlike, Uber, where you're doing one task a day, like CanMonkey is running routes at the property all the time, right? So I said before, if you have trash recycling on separate days, I'm at your property four times a week, 16 times a month. We've had people ask us like, hey, I have a present or I have a gift that just got dropped off, especially right now. I have a gift that's at the front door. Can you put it in my garage when you take the can to the curb? Hey, when you're at my property today, can you, turn off my water? I've left my water running in the hose. We've been asked so many different things. Like, I know that's not like a real, a real like job right there, but adding on these other services, whether it's like filling up propane, PoolMonkey, we have PoolMonkey right now. We already started. I already have a community of people that I know that don't live here that have short-term rental. What other services do they need that we can provide on our platform with the people that we already have? So 1,000% on-demand trash removal, can cleaning are things that we already implemented on our application. We're at your property, taking the can to the curb, and it's the holidays, or you just had, Thanksgiving, and you have a bunch of trash. There's like two different trash bags, two bags of trash bags on the ground because it didn't fit in your can. We're there. We take a picture. Say, hey, Dan, I just want to let you know you have those bags on the ground. Would you like us to remove them for you, or would you want to do it yourself? One for on demand. Two, you got it yourself. One, please remove. We'll schedule this tomorrow. Now we remove it for you, so you don't have to wait till next week where your cans are already going to be full. We bring them back tomorrow. So these things we've already implemented. Out of our total revenue, another 30 to 35% is on demand trash removal because we're already at the property. If you see it, we tell the clients. They're not there because they're managing it remotely, and we're like their eyes and ears for the trash. So, awesome. And that's something else that we could really, grow that out even more. Or one thing is the can of curb though.
For sure. So what would you say, I think the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oof. I think we just like keep going. Keep moving forward. Like, I can't tell you how many times I wanted to quit. I mean, obviously I never did, cause I'm still here. But I wish that'd be the one advice. I come from a corporate America, Fortune 500 company. This was all new to me. If I ever needed anything, there was an expense, I had an expense account. I didn't have to use my own money. I got reimbursed for things. I was getting a salary, all these other things. So like coming here, I had a lot of intrusive thoughts of why not going back to what you know, right? So also luckily there was a pandemic, I think if I wasn't a pandemic, I would have ran right back to corporate America because there was a pandemic and I couldn't really go back to what I was doing before because I got laid off. I had to focus on my side gig that I had already invested in, and that was CanMonkey. So yeah, I just told myself to keep going. And I'm glad I did. And that's something I would rather have told myself because that's the only advice I needed because everything else just happened exactly. Like I wouldn't be anywhere else further, I think, right now, except maybe if I found my CTO sooner, but then I wouldn't have been able to pay for him yet in the beginning because I didn't have business yet. So, everything worked out exactly how it's supposed to be.
That's awesome. And we're rooting for you. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media, just best ways to get in contact with you?
CanMonkey.com. Go to CanMonkey.com. You can send us a text message from there. It goes right to my phone. You can say hi. You go to my LinkedIn, Alexander Shapiro. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. I'm pretty involved in the company. We're still, like I said, we're very much a startup, even though I say we're in 18 states and in 80 cities, which we are. We're doing all this from Tempe, Arizona. I have six W-2 employees that helped me run this whole operation. So we're a lean, mean fighting machine, just getting started. But yeah, reach out. If you're looking for a service in a market that we're in and you're in that market, we can get you on a route as soon as possible. And anyone watching your show that, hears us, put free 30 in there, free 30, and you guys get a free 30 days trying out the service. And we're actually getting started in Dallas this week on routes.
Okay.
So awesome. Brand new market for us. I don't know where your audience is at, but we just got started. Oh, actually today, Monday. Yes, we just got started this week in Dallas. So
sounds good.
Yeah. So yeah, anyone who needs service or is interested or has an elderly parent or travels a lot, or whatever the vacation, whatever the case may be, we're here for you.
Yeah. You can just send me the code over LinkedIn Messenger, and then I can share it with my network here in Dallas.
You got it.
Awesome. All right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.